Right to death, yeah, it came off of Jake, unfortunately, right into the far corner. But I think it's 2-1 at half time, simple as that. We did enough second half, created enough chances to show what we can do. And now the task is very clear to us. We have to go there next week and win the game of football.
And as you say, Mark, it is half time, and the record for Brentford away from home is excellent this season.
No, very good. We've gotten some tough venues, the likes of Forest and Cardiff and Norwich and Derby and such like, and performed very, very well and scored goals. So, as I say, our task is clear. We know what we have to do. A draw won't suffice. We have to go there and win the game of football, and that's our intention.
You knew what you would have expected from Middlesbrough before the game, I'm sure, Mark, but were you surprised by how physical they were tonight?
I must admit, a lot went away there. A lot of niggly free kicks. One of those things, if that's to call it. As I say, there were four yellow cards by half time, so a difficult game, but it's a high charge, the atmosphere, etc., and it's a lot to play for, so I guess it's understandable.
Andre Gray has had an amazing season for Brentford this year, and his goal tonight just encapsulated what he's all about.
He is, and his effort, and he'll never give up for the cause, and as I say, quality. And it was a difficult finish. He did the hard bit in closing down, the ball fell nicely for him, took it early, and scored the goal, so delighted for him.
Was there a moment, though, in that second half where you felt that Brentford were going to seize control of this game?
I thought Dougie's header. Very good save from their goalkeeper, but we were on top of it and we were starting to get our rhythm and moving the ball nicely, so pleased with that. But as I say, it's 2-1 at half time. It's very, very simple. We can't be negative about it. They've come to our base here and scored two goals. We have to go there and do the same.
Away goals don't count double in the playoffs as well.
No, absolutely. As I say, the task, I'm repeating myself now, I know, but the task is very clear for us. It's not one of those about away goals, and it's go there and win the game of football, and that's what we have to do. Big venue, big crowd, lots to play for, and we've shown many, many times this season we're up to the task.
You've got this chance now to make a bit of history at Middlesbrough and get Brentford to a playoff final where they could be potentially playing for a Premier League place. And I guess this week will be about telling the players that, as you've said already, it's half-time, they're just a goal down, and that there is still everything to play for.
No, absolutely. And the character of this group has been without question. And again, they've shown time and time again what they're made of. You know, they've gone to tough venues, they're full of character, scored late goals, come back from difficult situations. There's quality, there's character, there's a unity in the dressing room. So it'll be there the attributes we have to rely on to go there and deliver the right level of performance.
The atmosphere tonight was absolutely amazing. I think the stand we've been sitting in tonight, Mark, was absolutely rocking from first minute to last.
No, and the support has been outstanding. And Griffin Park, under lights, their atmosphere is very, very special. So as I think every player will tell you, a magnificent venue to come and play football.
Now, of course, for you, Mark, it must be an emotional occasion because this is the last time that you will be a manager of Brentford here at Griffin Park. Obviously, you come into this as well knowing it's half time in a playoff semi-final too. What are your feelings tonight?
No, if you're going to leave Griffin Park, that's the way to leave it, in terms of the crowd, not the result, but in terms of the crowd. So they've been outstanding, and they were again tonight from start to finish. So it's a magnificent football club. You know, so it's been a privilege to manage them here, and as I said, the club will move forward.
And as you say, there could still be two games to go.
I hope so, very much.